Well, we have a pretty fun segment coming up. We're going to be interviewing a couple of young people who are here, and also maybe we'll see what comes out of Cupcake as well, because Nina and Eva have come into the studio. Thanks to both of you for coming in. You can turn that mic. I guess I don't think Cupcake will have anything to say there. Nina, you can turn that mic towards you. Well, if you're looking for something special for the kids this Easter holiday, there's an Easter petting zoo outside the Nugget Mall tomorrow. It's a fundraiser for the IGNITE program at JDHS. And in case you're wondering, IGNITE stands for Inspiring Girls Now in Technical Education. Joining us here in the studio, along with our little friend named Cupcake, we'll tell you about Cupcake in a minute here, are two students from the IGNITE Club, Eva Sturm and Nina Jeter. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to have you. And let's just go ahead and talk about it. Let's talk about Cupcake. Can you describe Cupcake to folks? Nina, maybe I'll turn to you and put you on the spot to describe Cupcake.
She's really sweet. She stays in our classroom the whole day.
First, let's just say she's a chicken.
Yes.
You can. Let's get the obvious out of the way. She's a little chicken. What kind of chicken is she?
She's a Saroma chicken.
Saroma. Oh, that's really – so she's got a very beautiful sandy kind of color and a very proud comb coming up on her head there. She's also wondering what is going on. So now that we've said it's a chicken, tell me a little bit more about her. She's in your classroom?
Yes, she's in our classroom the whole day.
Has she grown from a little chick or from an egg or –
Oh, yeah, she grew from, like, a smaller chicken.
I mean, I know that all chickens grow from an egg. I mean, I know that. But I'm wondering, in the classroom, you had her as a little chick.
Yeah,
and she grew into what we're seeing today. Is she full grown or is she is full grown? She's a little chicken.
Saroma chickens stay pretty small. They're not really for, like, laying eggs, collecting their eggs. They're more of kind of, like, social pets.
She's really is fun to look at, and she seems very intelligent in a way, doesn't she? She really seems to be looking around and observing things. Do you think so, or am I just reading that into it a little bit?
I definitely think so. I can see you're taking it in.
Well, while I've got you guys here, tell me just a little bit about IGNITE. What is the IGNITE Club all about? Maybe Eva will ask you to describe it.
Yeah, so IGNITE is a club at GDHS that is really focused on closing the gender gap in CTE course enrollment by, like, engaging girls in STEM and the trades, and for us especially agriculture.
Oh, agriculture. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. And that, for both of you, you're both interested in the agriculture part of it?
Yeah.
Now, why is that? What's kind of got you interested in that part of studies or that part of learning about things?
Oh, I just really always liked it growing up and all. And learning about it and being in the club really helps me.
Like gardening and that kind of thing. And then also it's interesting because in Juneau, we don't really have a long tradition of livestock, you know, management. There's people that have chickens, some, but it's not like we are in Iowa where that's a big, you know, thing and people own lots of different animals. So it's an interesting thing to get interested in Juneau.
Yeah, and the club is kind of a great opportunity for that, too, is that it really exposes students at GDHS and then also people in the community to, like, all these animals that we really don't have the opportunity to see other than, like, in stuff like this.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
Right. So you mentioned that that Cupcake's not really an egg layer, so it does not have Easter duties to produce a lot of eggs. That's not part of what is going to happen with Cupcake. No. So she just is kind of a pet in a way for the classroom.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Well, we knew that would happen sooner or later. Cupcake made a mess on the desk, but that's okay. We can get it. We're going to just let that. Yeah, we'll figure that out. As long as Cupcake doesn't spread it around, it'll be all right. Laid something, but not an egg. Okay, well, it's really great to get to know you guys and talk to you a little bit. And let's talk once more about the petting zoo. It's happening at the Nugget Mall. It's happening tomorrow, the Nugget Mall. What time does it start?
11 a.m. and it ends at 2 p.m.
Okay. Eva Sturm and Nina Jeters, thanks for being here and telling us about Cupcake and about your fundraiser. And thanks for being involved in really interesting work and schoolwork, and it's great to see you guys really interested in figuring out what you're going to be doing and working in this area that, as you say, there's a divide still that exists in that, and it's really great to know that you guys are interested in getting into that area.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you, Cupcake, although I don't know if I want to thank Cupcake now that Cupcake did what Cupcake did, but that's okay. It's bound to happen. All right, thanks to both of you.